Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Dallas Cowboys, with a chance to be the number one seed, facing a team with nothing to play for except, I guess, divisional pride, right? Out of the playoffs, Washington. Washington was sitting several of their players, their top players, and the Cowboys, who are like one of the top scoring teams in the league, go in there and bring, as I've been saying for months, their F game. Rob, I just can't trust them, and that's why I think it's going to be a short trip for them in the playoffs. And I thought what they did on Sunday was just indicative of they're the most inconsistent team. I think they're the most of all the playoff teams. They're the one most liable to just throw lay an egg. I know the Chargers are kind of in that boat as well, but I don't trust the Cowboys at all, Rob. And I thought all the fears the Cowboys could have were put on display on Sunday.
Chris, I couldn't agree with you more. It is who they are. Like that should have been a warm-up. Roll over them. Show them what firepower we have. Stop playing around with this team. Yep. And instead, they turn in a stinker. That's what it was, a stinker.
They should have been resting their starters in the fourth quarter. And I think, Bob, this was actually worse. If they had rested guys, not played them, maybe played them a quarter or something, and
they played.
Got beat by this, that's fine. Yeah, right. Now you played your guys. They got pummeled by a non-playoff team, starting somebody named Sam Howell at quarterback. And, Rob, here are the things. Because Dak was horrible.
Chris.
I mean, oh, my gosh. It was terrible. Worst game statistically of his career.
Was it that bad? I didn't realize it was.
I believe Rob G checked that out, but yeah, I believe with the passer rating, which was like 37 or something like that. Horrible game.
I didn't know that.
But here's the things Dak has to overcome now mentally as he prepares for Tampa Bay. Last year in the playoffs, struggled, right? Played Tampa Bay in the first game of the season, lose and struggle. Then your last game this season, struggle. And now you're going to Tampa Bay. Rob, Dallas has never beaten Tom Brady. 7-0 against the Cowboys. I think they're in trouble. And, Rob,
If they lose, Chris, Mike McCarthy's done.
I would think
I don't care that they're going to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay isn't a good team. And if you're the Cowboys, you should beat them, Chris. You should be able to go on the road. Am I right or wrong?
You should.
I think
Tampa Bay is going to beat them.
But I'm not saying that it's automatic or they're going to win. But I'm just saying what they should be able to do. And if they go down there and lose, then if you're Jerry Jones or what's going on there, dude, you got a mess on your hands. You got another mess.
No, that's true.
Tampa's
and
not
I agree.
Good.
I think McCarthy's gone if they lose. You know, everybody's talking about Sean Payton, and he obviously has the connections to Jones.
You see, he already talked to the Broncos, right?
Yep. And, well, Carolina, I don't know if they talked yet, but they're – oh, no, I'm thinking of Harbaugh.
Right.
I'm thinking of Harbaugh. But I'm not sure. I think Peyton, Rob, is going to want some power. And I don't think he's going to want the owner –
So then he's not going to the Cowboys, Chris. Because there's no way Jerry Jones.
He knows Jerry as well as anybody. And I think you're right, but I think that could be a roadblock. I'm not saying I know for sure, but I just think if I'm Sean Payton, Rob, and I've got enough juice where I can go to some of these other situations and probably run the football department and not have an owner meddling all the time. I think that might be more appealing to me.
It's going to be you know what you get into with Jerry Jones. So the big mistake is to go there and think you're going to run the
right.
You're going to run the organization because it's just Chris. I don't care what he says or promises you. As long as Jerry's alive, he's going to be involved in the running of the Dallas Cowboys.
And Rob, I agree, but I'm sick of hearing him speak after games. I'm sorry, because Rob.
What was his latest that was going
to?
They
want to
use that, right? Right.
Yeah, we're going to use. I mean, Rob. The franchise is a silly franchise. I think he's created a culture where it's more style over substance. Where it's not just football. Rob, look at all the other top franchises in the NFL: Pittsburgh, New England. Green Bay. Green Bay, you get some stuff from Aaron Rodgers, but you don't get that from management.
Not from
stuff.
You don't even know who's running the place in Green Bay,
right.
Chris. Nobody knows.
Exactly. You know, the top programs in the NFL, you don't have this foolishness going on. The owner's not speaking every week. He's not on the radio. He's not outside the locker room doing interviews as soon as the game's over. I mean, it's just, and I think, Rob, it creates just an atmosphere where it's kind of too loosey-goosey and foolish and kind of an immature franchise. And I think when you see the types of ups and downs they have, I thought yesterday showed immaturity, Rob. Like you said, you got Sam Howell? This dude's
pummel
his
him,
first start,
Chris,
right?
Pummel him.
And that's supposed to be the strength of your team, your
right.
defense, your
right.
pass rush.
I don't care if anybody says, well, you know what? No, no, no. You're heading into the playoffs. You want to be sharp. You want to be good. That's a team, Chris, you could have put the hammer down. You're not winning, okay? Forget it. We're going to beat you up and then put in our scrubs. How's that? That's what we're doing today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, Green Bay falls 20-16 to the Detroit Lions in Lambeau Field. All Green Bay had to do was win, and they were in, and they couldn't get it done. And Rob, this was my fear. This was my concern. Because if you remember, last week, when we talked about it, I didn't like Aaron Rodgers taking the victory lap. After they demolished Minnesota to take control of their destiny, Rob, he went to his press conference after the game and talked like they had finished the deal. He's mocking the media. Oh, when we were 4-8, when we were 5-8, blah, 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 blah. What are they going to say now? You know what? They're saying now the same thing they said when you were 4-8. He had an attitude, smug, cocky. I told you so. And I kept saying, you haven't done it yet. Get it done. And sure enough, they don't. And Rob, this one's on Rodgers. The defense held one of the best offenses in the league to 20 points. That's good. And against one of the worst defenses in the league, Rodgers could muster only one touchdown, and his offense got 16 points. And the last interception, I don't know what he was doing. One of the best decision makers we've ever seen. And on third and 10, he throws up a jump ball. It looked like he wasn't even looking. Like he just closed his eyes and heaved it up there. And I was like, why are you doing that on third down? Because if you miss, which chances are you will, even if it's not intercepted, it's going to be 4th and 10. So I just thought all the way around, Rob, the defense was fine. The run game wasn't awesome, but the running backs did okay. This one was on Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to have to eat this one.
It's on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, obviously, to beat the Lions there in that situation. And I didn't think that I just think that they were, for whatever reason, uninspired. I don't know, undisciplined. They had the big fumble in the first half after they were at the Lions 24, fumbled the football. That hurt. And the interception, they had two turnovers. The Lions had none. It's a game you need to win. I know he was 5-0 and win, and you're in games. They lost. They've now lost their last three postseason games. I consider that a postseason game because that was to get into the playoffs.
I consider that
a postseason game.
And they've lost them at Lambeau the last.
Yeah, those are the last, that's what I'm saying, the last three at Lambeau. And at some point, you got to take a look at all the stuff that's gone on. And, you know, I mean, the quarterback gets the glory, so he's going to get most of the blame as well. It's just, that's the nature of the game.
And Rob,
that's just the nature of the game.
I said last week that Aaron Rodgers deserves the lion's share of the credit for the four-game win streak that, you know, was looked like it would turn their season around. Even though he wasn't playing particularly well. He threw for 300 yards in one game this season.
Yeah, but they had...
But because he has set the tone.
Right.
The defense was playing better than him. The running backs were running better than him. But he set the tone by saying, no, I'm not sitting. We're not eliminated. We can get it done. So I gave him the credit. But to your point, when you do something like, you got to get the blame. No, you're the $50 million man.
You're not going to be absolved from everything. It doesn't matter who it is. If we're going to, I say this all the time when we talk about, it's the same thing. Matt LaFleur, the coach, Chris. At some point, we need to look at Matt LaFleur in big games as well and why his team doesn't respond. He's won a ton of games. So maybe, and we talk about this all the time, there are coaches, Chris, who can get you to a certain level, and then there are other coaches who could push you over. And you got to have that conversation as well. You got to have that conversation with the only thing that he has better going is that he did win once, but it was a long time ago. But he did win.
In over a decade. He's a made man now.
No, right? Because
he's
won.
Arguably top five quarterback ever. Like you said, you can never take.
You
that
can't
away
take
from
that away,
and the numbers are crazy.
Right, so. And that's what helped him from that standpoint. It'd be different, Chris.
If he hadn't won, it would be demolished.
It would be like a totally different kind of animal. And it's the same thing. He's kind of like Peyton Manning. The only difference is Peyton Manning got carried by a defense to his second championship. But he's the same. True. He's the same in the same boat as Aaron Rodgers, even though I think Peyton Manning's winning record, playoff record, was under 500. Where I think Aaron Rodgers.
Until he went to Denver.
Was it still, or did he go over by one?
Yeah, I think he passed.
Okay.
So you know
what I mean? Like, he was an under 500 quarterback in the postseason. So, so as you look to the future.
And he got two. I mean, you're right. He got carried to that second one, but he did get two. So
he got two, and no one can take that away, but
playoffs,
we know it.
Peyton Manning, 14 and 13.
Yeah, I know it's like 500.
Yep.
But anyway, now you have to look and see what you're going to do with this franchise and team and where Aaron Rodgers fits in and, you know, whether he still wants to play. Whether you still want them. There's
Rodgers
a lot of questions.
Record, Rob. You said like Peyton Manning. Give me, what do you think Rodgers' playoff record is?
I'll say, 17 and 13.
Oh, no. 11 and 10.
Okay.
11 and 10.
Yeah.
But he, in the last, since they won the Super Bowl, he won four that year. So since they won the Super Bowl, he's 7 and 9. But, you know, basically the same thing.
Okay.
Here's what, Rob, and I think, so obviously they talked to Aaron Rodgers about, you know, what's going to follow this, what's his future hold. Rob G's got it for us. Here's what he said.
Where do you stand on what you want to do next year?
I mean, it's a little raw right now. You know, it's just a little bit after the game. So I want to take the emotion out of it and have the conversations and see where the organization's at and see how I feel after some time has passed.
Is there any sort of timetable with that? Is there like a date where you want to make your decision by? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to hold them hostage. You know, I understand, we're still in January here. March is for agency, so just need some time to, like I said, get the emotion out of it and then figure out what's best.
Rob, he also said, I listened to the whole press conference. He said that, and you heard a little bit of it there, that, you know, the organization's feelings would have play at least some role in his decision. Do they want to move on, you know, to Jordan Love and all that? And he also said, and I don't believe this part. Now, I'm not mad at him for not holding himself to this, if indeed that's what happens. He said, Rob, he would be willing to walk away. It wouldn't be hard to walk away from that money, or he could walk away from that money. I don't see that happening, you know.
I don't know. The only thing I will say, Chris, and I think what he said was right. You know, like, you can't expect somebody to make a snap decision about their future after you lost a game. Like, oh, yeah, I'll be back, or no, I'm done. You know what I mean? Like there's a whole thing. That's been his life for the last, how many years has he played? 14 or 15? Like, that's a big monumental change when you decide that you're not going to play. So I do think that was legit. And he said, hey, it's raw or whatever, and you got a bad taste in your mouth. So I get all that.
It was interesting the way he walked. And I'm leaning toward him playing again. But the way he walked off the field, Rob, with Randall Cobb, it was just like he was soaking everything in.
Well, just in case.
Remember, he wouldn't give the kid, the player on the Lions who asked him for his jersey. He said, no, I'm going to keep this one. Now, he said later he'd send him one, but he wanted to keep this one.
Just in case this is it.
The only thing about that game that's memorable is it was your last one.
No, I think
but
that
I
makes sense.
You don't, make, yeah. you don't need to make that
You can't make that
now.
Snap decision and tell. Right. And I think that he was there with Brett Favre, Chris, who kept stringing the Packers along. And that's when they decided.
He's been kind of doing that, too.
Nah, but I'm just saying. But Brett was, you remember.
Favre.
No, Favre was like, I'm retiring. Okay, now I'm coming back. It was back and forth. And I'm just saying, like, I think because he was there for that he won't do that.
We'll see.
I don't.
But here, this bottom line, I think the Packers should tell him when they meet with him. He said, I want to see where the organization stands. I think they should say, we're ready to move on. We're ready to go young with Jordan. And I think that, see what he says to that. If he wants to play, we'll work on the trade. But I think they should be ready to move on. We said it earlier, Peyton Manning, after losing so many, you know, not winning the Super Bowl, he won one, but then he also lost several when he was at his best, right? And then he won one when he was really at his worst with Denver. So it can happen, but I'm looking at it like Aaron Rodgers hasn't been able to even get to another Super Bowl with all these great seasons. And now, for me, that defense isn't what Denver's was when Peyton Manning. I don't see, like, Rodgers, this was his worst year, Rob. And I don't see him, you know, coming back. And I don't see them winning a Super Bowl with him. Let's put it that way. And so if I'm them, I'm ready to move on to Jordan Love. They're probably going to pick up the fifth-year option. So you're going to be paying him next year anyway. So play him next year. Go young. If he's no good, you know, you'll be in a position to draft another quarterback. But that's where I would go if I'm them. And I think Rodgers going to the right situation might be able to help someone. But that's where I would go if
I was the Packers. I don't see Aaron Rodgers playing in another uniform. I think he either plays for the Packers or he retires.
So if they tell him, what if he wants to play?
I'm just, that's just,
and they,
Chris,
tell
I didn't talk.
Look, we're ready to move on.
I think he'll retire. I do. That's just my gut. I think I've always said
might
that.
Be.
Yeah, there's something about he doesn't want to be that guy. Like a lot of quarterbacks, that's what they did. I still think that there's a piece of solace that he has, that he did have that day. That one day in the sun, you could say whatever you want about it. Dan Marino never had that. He had that one day in the sun where he won. He wore a Packers uniform his entire career. And I that's just my gut on how I read the guy, Chris. I don't know him like that. I'm not saying he texted me and told me that.
Right.
I just, that's really what I believe, that it'll either be Green Bay or nobody. I would be stunned.
You might be right.
I'd be stunned if he's in some other uniform.
But like we've said before, Rob, I mean, Peyton Manning ended his career in Denver. Joe Montana in Kansas.
No, everybody has, Chris. Everybody.
Probably won't even end it in Tampa Bay. You know, he might go somewhere else.
Right. No, everybody. I agree.
But he it might mean something to Rodgers. If he wants to play, if I would say to him, if he wants to play and Denver and Green Bay's ready to move on, I would say don't let that stop, you know. If you want to play, man, go somewhere where you got a shot. You know, reunite with Devontae in Vegas if they want to do that move out there. Like, I think he'd have options, Rob, because there's teams that are good that need a quarterback. But it'll be interesting. But I do think, I'd like to see Denver or Green Bay give Jordan Love a shot and move on.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is so bad, it looks like Jeff Saturday's coaching one of the teams.
Yeah, oh my, wow.
Sorry, Jeff.
Wow.
Sorry. It was just a good segue.
Is Jeff Saturday coaching TCU?
I don't know Jeff Saturday, but I like Jeff Saturday and what he stands for as a man. He obviously was a great football player.
He can't coach on Sundays or Saturdays.
We said it from the get-go.
We were out front on this, and I'm not patting ourselves on the back.
Him,
no.
But he knows, I'm sure he knows a ton of football, and he's probably a leader of men. That doesn't mean you can just step into the NFL with no experience and coach.
Chris, what happened there was terrible. From week one, and Rob G, wasn't there a fumble in that game? The Raiders could have won even that first game. They gave up the ball, yeah. Chris, if you remember right. Wasn't there a fumble? A big fumble in that game. But my point is, it could have been 0-8, not 1-7.
Right.
And
right.
They progressively got worse. We talked about it. You can't do this. It's not fair to the players. It's not fair to Jeff Saturday. It's not fair to people who spent money on this. This is pro football. And that's why, you know, a lot of people in the coaching profession, Chris, spoke out against this.
If anybody is a winner in this, it's football coaches. Professional football coaches. Because it shows that it's hard. And we said it. It ain't baseball. It's not the NBA. You can't do it in football. And I know some people might say, well, Jeff Saturday's just one guy. But it's just too much. Coaching in the NFL is, to me, Rob, it's just so much more difficult. Not to poo-poo or belittle coaching in the NBA and Major League Baseball.
No, it's just different.
It's just different. And it's harder. It's just more to be on top of. And, yeah, it's just, you can't step in. I don't think anybody could step in. And Rob, Indianapolis, which I picked to win that division, I don't know if you did. I think you picked Tennessee, right?
I think so. I don't think I picked
Indianapolis, Rob, was 3-5-1 when they fired Frank Reich. Now, they may end up being better off because they, you know, Rob G, they still got their draft picks, right? So they're better off going 4-11 or whatever they finished up, 4-11-1 or what, 4-12-1, I guess. Because what pick do they have, third or fourth? Third. They might get their quarterback.
And Saturday.
This could end up being a good thing for them because.
Look at this, a pick, another pick.
If Chicago's not going to take a quarterback at number one, they got Justin Fields. Houston's got the second pick. You would think, I'm almost certain they'll take a quarterback. I guess maybe Bryce Young. I actually like C.J. Stroud at O State better than Bryce Young. So maybe they get him with the third or fourth. Rob G will tell me what they
have. They are the fourth pick.
They have four. Who's third?
So top five in order. Bears have a quarterback. Texans do not have a quarterback. Cardinals, we think, have their quarterback. Then the Colts, then the Seahawks.
Okay, so they should be able to get, I guess, the second best, or, you know, I think Stroud is the best.
Well, they may have to trade up because you think Chicago is probably going to hold a king's ransom for that number one pick, right?
Right, but you don't think they'll, so you think Chicago might trade it?
Probably, if people like Bryce
Young. Yeah, they need help everywhere else.
Yeah, they don't need, and I think that they feel better about the quarterback, right? So I don't think that they would want to pick a quarterback there. Trade down.
Yeah, I don't think they'll take a quarterback. And you're right, you don't think the Cardinals will take a quarterback. They're stuck with Kyler Murray with that contract.
They're married to him.
Yep. So, but anyway, Rob, your point, he's still in the running.
Chris,
right?
He should be eliminated. He should be eliminated.
No doubt.
All right, and Rob G has a few quotes I want you to read of him.
These are from Jeff Saturday?
This from Jeff Saturday making a plea for the job. Chris, listen to this.
Well, here's the context, right? When he was introduced, everybody was up in arms about it, you guys especially. Touchdown Georgia again,
Georgia
by the way.
Georgia against 30, Chris.
37-7 before
this
halftime.
Is ridiculous.
But Jeff Saturday.
And there's still 26 seconds, so they might score again.
They might
again.
Get a field goal. Jeff Saturday, in introductory press conference, says, "Here's the deal, man. None of us are promised a good job. I might be terrible at this. After 8 games, I'll say, God bless you, I am no good." Fast forward.
Wow. That's what he said.
When did he say that?
That was at his introductory press conference. Okay. So then fast forward. Yesterday, he's asked about the job he's done during this 8-game audition, so to speak. Here's what he said. "When you say 8-game audition, it was an 8-game audition with half an offensive staff and boundaries. It's an 8-game audition with the hand you're dealt, right? How do you deal with that? Hopefully, I've shown my leadership." And then he added later that he's already has potential staff members in mind should he get the job full time. He said, quote, "It'll be a different direction and a different vision that I'm carrying through, one that's my own that I can implement and move forward with."
Yeah, I just look. He needs to go the route. If he really wants to be a head coach, Rob, he needs to go the route that everybody else has. Go be an assistant, learn somewhere, and then eventually he probably would get another shot, Rob, if he did that. But, and look, I know life isn't fair, but it's not fair for them to give him that job. And he just proved it by not doing a good, like, it's not only not fair, but it's not practical. And so
if he gets the job,
there's no way.
It will be because he's friends with Irsay. Right. And that's all it is, Chris, because anybody else who would have turned in that performance would have been eliminated. Not only from that, but any other head coaching job. Jeff
Lovie
Saturday
Smith did a better job than Jeff Saturday.
Right. And he's out the door.
Yep.
And he'll never get another head coaching job, right. Chris. Lovie Smith. He's had two.
Right.
That's it. And this is ridiculous. It really is. Jeff Saturday, Chris, I told you, like, it was set up. All he had to do was have them play hard, win a couple games, and then they would say, he changed the culture. Right. You know, he changed the culture in the locker room. Look how hard these guys played. Chris, it was all set up for him, and he couldn't even do that, including what was the lead they gave up? 33 points?
They lost games, Rob, and that's the thing. It wasn't just that they went, what did he go, 1-7?
And Chris, the team that they lost to yesterday was trying to lose, the Texans.
Right, right, right. I mean, they lost games in historic fashion. First team ever give up a 33-point lead when they lost to the Vikings.
They gave up like 45 points the in the
Cowboys,
fourth quarter,
right.
Whatever it
I
was.
Mean,
it was ridiculous.
It became a laughing stock. And that look, and again, this isn't even about Jeff Saturday. But
anybody given that job, yeah, Chris, I would have felt the right. same way about. I don't care who anybody.
No, I agree. I agree. But no, the league, Rob, I would believe this is happening. That the league has probably talked to Jim Irsay, like, look, there is no, you can't, he's your friend. You want to have him save a little face and not, you know.
This will be bad for the league.
There's no way he can coach this thing. Right. There is no way. And, Rob, the other thing is this, and I think, you know, because Saturday played and he was a good player and he won a Super Bowl, played with Peyton Manning, seems like a good guy. I'm sure the players respect him.
Yeah,
Rob, if they were to bring him back next year, I think the locker room would have issues with that.
I absolutely think so,
right?
too. I think I told you this story before when Ted Turner owned the Braves, Chris. He fired the manager, put on the uniform, and went down to the dugout, like, for the game. He's going to manage the game.
What?
Ted Turner was the owner of the Braves.
Wow.
Major League Baseball got wind of it. And called Ted Turner and said, take that uniform off and get out of the dugout.
As they should have. Good on them.
Yes. They were like, we don't care if you own the team. You're not
right.
mad. You're
right.
not going to make
own
a
it much longer.
Right. You're not going to make a mockery of the game. Okay.
Right.
Fans don't expect the owner to be down in the dugout managing the
yep.
game.
Yep. No, that's true. That's true. Heck, they need to call Dallas and tell Jerry Jones to quit talking
yep.
so much. But anyway, I'm with you, Rob. Like, look, it just...
He should be out of contention.
If he wants to... Yeah, absolutely. Should be out of contention. Look, they may let him save face and not, you know, until they just let it be out there that he's still in contention until they hire the guy. But there is no way they can seriously be considering. If they were seriously considering hiring him, Rob, then the NFL, to your point with baseball, they need to talk to him and be like, look, we're taking your team.
Right, right. You can't do this. This is going to be a headache for the league. You can't be hiring people who are unqualified.
Right.
We got all these qualified people. We got nothing but issues with all these black coaches, especially in the league, and others who do in line, Chris, white coaches who have put in their time as
right.
well for opportunities.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets, and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.